Welcome to the family, everybody. My name is Nick, and this is Guys in Hats.
Hi, I'm Calvin, and I'm also part of this podcast.
Yes, he is. Hello, everybody. I am on a couch right now.
And I'm on a bed.
Yeah, and this is sort of a new vibe for us. And if I'm going to be frank, this is our second take at a podcast because the reclining sort of feel, I don't know how you're feeling, Calvin, but the reclining sort of feel to me is creating a sort of more loosey-goosey type energy.
Yeah, it's a little cray-cray, as they say in the business.
It's a little cray-cray. I'm trying to sort of hold on to consciousness, but I feel like if I don't, like, whatever happens, happens, you know?
I'm just feeling kind of lazy, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, we've done 49, like, hard-nosed, grit-and-grime episodes, just dogging it out on these podcast streets, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, every week, we work tirelessly, at least 10 to 12 hours planning out these episodes.
Mm-hmm. So each episode is, I would say, I mean, on my end, 20 hours of research. What about on your end?
Yeah, I'm a little less. I only do about 10.
But okay, like, fair enough.
I think that, you know, we deserve to have an episode where we don't plan so much.
Yeah, this is a first for our episodes because we actually didn't write a script for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little known fact, every Guys in Hats episode is completely rehearsed, completely written, produced, edited, down to the word.
And the laughs.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever wondered why we laugh so weird sounding?
Or like why I have, where Nick will say something and it'll take me like 3 seconds to respond. We throw that in there for the comedic purposes.
Yeah, have you ever wondered?
And add a little suspense and tension to your day.
Have you ever wondered why Calvin's laugh sounds like air escaping a plastic bag and mine sounds like a hippopotamus falling down a flight of stairs? It's due to careful research on, you know, the most engaging sound that we can make to bring in our audience.
Yeah.
Damn, Calvin's, you workshopping a new laugh?
No, that was my cough.
I don't know. I do kind of like the sort of violent nature. It really kind of drew me in.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I've been sick this week. My bed, I think there's more tissues on my bed than there is blanket by square feet. And I've been sneezing a lot. And Ava, my girlfriend, she's very, she thinks it's very funny when I sneeze because after my chew, I always let out a very loud, not loud, but I let out a moan. And like, it's not intentional, but it'll be like, achoo! Wait, fuck. I can't do it. I can't do it right now. Hold up. Let me get into the sneezing mode.
Yeah, get into the sneeze mindset.
Achoo! Yeah, that was it. That's pretty much it.
That's what you do?
Yeah.
That sounds so intentional.
No, it's completely, I swear to God, it's unintentional.
Whoa. Damn. I mean, you know, when I sneeze, I usually just sort of like, well, I guess I'll just do my sneeze just to sort of show. Let me get the mindset.
Nice. Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's just how I always sneeze.
I feel like that's not true.
Just how it happens. You can't come at my sneeze. I didn't come for your moan sneeze.
Wait, what happened? Wait, where the fuck are the water drops from?
I don't know. It just happens.
Interesting.
So, wellness check.
Anyways,
it sounds like this is more of a real life sort of health wellness check. But how you doing over there, partner?
You know, it's been a long week.
Yeah.
Say the least, it's been, had some stuff happen this weekend, got pretty sick, just haven't had the best luck with stuff. I had to bring my cat back to the foster home. Yeah, it's been a long week, I'll be honest. I'm ready for the weekend. Ava's pretty sure that she has mono, and if she has mono, I probably have mono. So
Oh, are we gonna enter
that's
like a Calvin mono period?
I sure hope
I
not.
mean, you'll get that super sexy, like scratchy voice, but your throat will hurt a lot, and your tonsils will get really big, and you'll be tired all the time, and you can't move, or else your spleen will explode. But other than that,
Oh
it's
yeah,
just
you
a.
had mono, didn't you?
I did have mono
Forgot
for
about
a good grip there, I
that. Yeah, so
think.
that I'm looking forward to that. She's going in to like get it checked out tomorrow, so I was like, okay, well if she has it then I have it. If she doesn't then I'm fine.
And
But
if she does have it, then you can transfer mono to other people for like a year and a half afterwards. So
awesome. So I'm just stuck with her for a year and a
you are committing to getting mono, I believe.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. But I guess in good news, I did get a car, so that's super exciting.
Hell yeah.
That'll just be nice to be able to get around. I went to a club for the first time, which
Ooh.
was actually super cool. That was super fun. I don't know. It's just like there's been highs, there's been lows, there's been everything in between. But we're alive and that's what matters.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
How about you? How are you doing?
Well, I am good. I don't think as many historic highs or historic lows as you this last week. I've sort of just been plugging away at this job, you know. I have sort of found that I need to like consciously re-enter reality each
Okay.
day after I work, like, 'cause at a certain point you just get in like a sort of fog. And like just kind of like the hours pass as you do various intern things, and I don't know, I'm not really feeling that sort of vibe. Don't really like living like that. So at about 5:30 each day, I'll sort of like detach from or reattach is better to reality, and then things are a lot doper. In those afterward times, I've seen some people, which is nice. Friend of the show, Gabe Gedicky, hit up the old Casa today.
Nice,
And,
nice.
you know, working on a few songs, having a good time, just sort of having fun. Rehearsals for the show that I'm in start soon. I'm gonna start filming another student film pretty soon. Doing some reading. It's actually a pretty good time. It's an all right time during the work day, and after the work day, it's pretty good. So, you know, cannot complain.
Well, that's good.
This is something that I do want to address. I feel like we need some sort of like buffer between wellness check and drink review, because there's always this sort of like pause where we don't know what to say anymore.
Well, we should just realize that it's all like we know it's gonna go to drink review.
We do. There's just sort of like this like standoff point where we don't know if we're gonna like rattle off any more sort of day related stuff, or
Just
if
like
we're moving
random
into,
one-offs.
yeah, you got any random one-offs?
Not really. I've been very interested in like the history of the mafia and like gangs and stuff.
Ooh, can you drop us a gang fact?
Yeah. Initiation for gangs are a lot worse than initiation fraternities.
Okay, yeah. That's glad to that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to like go kill anyone or like
No, nothing like
do a horse
that.
head type situation?
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Hell yeah. And with that, it's time for the first, best, and only segment in the history of podcasting, the pride of the pod, the liquid, the most moist segment of all time.
Drink review.
Welcome back to Drink Review, everybody. Show we put liquids in our bodies. Calvin, do you have a drink for us this?
I'm going to be honest. I do not have a drink today.
All good. You're just going to have to talk to these people while I go grab my drink. It's on the other end of the room. I'll be right back.
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bong, bing. I'm helping everyone else out.
All right, I have returned. You there, bro?
I'm here. I'm alive.
Lovely.
I was singing for the people.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. All right, I have... this drink came from a sort of realization I had in my fridge. I was looking through drinks about 10-ish hours ago, and I realized something. I realized the types of juices that I had in my fridge. I had orange juice, I had lemonade, I had limeade, and I had grapefruit juice. So I did what any self-respecting person would do. I combined equal parts of all four into what I like to call the Nick Erickson citrus drink experience, a bunch of juices in one. I have not had it yet. I really do not know what I'm in for, because citrus kind of gets wild with its flavorings. Like, we've got some sweet, we got some sour, we got some bitter in here. I really do not know what I'm in for. Let's see. I suppose I will just give it a quick stir, give it a quick sip, and we'll get to it. Here we go. Whoa. Okay. First things first is I drank like 70% of it before I'd even realized I'd drank any of it.
Oh. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. I just kind of like blacked out as I drank it. I'm really gonna have to sort of savor these next couple sips to sort of figure out if it's good or not. I mean, I think as always, grapefruit juice kind of takes it down a bit. Grapefruit juice is good on its own, I guess, but it's not really doing this any favors.
Grapefruit's interesting.
Yeah, like sometimes you're really in the mood for a good grapefruit. Like, you just kind of want to hurt yourself a little bit. Like, it's sort of like a slap in your face or like a cold shower. It hurts, but it makes you feel alive. But it just doesn't really work in this context. The orange just kind of takes over, and everything else is sort of like a whisper in the background.
I liked the I liked the whisper in the background.
Oh yeah, my metaphors get really on point when I am sort of lying on the couch here. I feel kind of, you know, poetic, romantic. Feel like I could do some good, like, poetry. But, yeah, this drink's not great. I'd say enjoy your citrus juices all apart from each other. This is a 4.2 out of 10.
4.2 out of 10? That's a big no-no.
I mean, it would probably aid you. It's a probably great source of vitamin C.
When we do these ratings, when we do these rankings or whatever, do we have a solemn agreement that if it's not at least a 5.0 or above, we wouldn't ever drink them
again? Yeah, I'd say so. I realized that, like, over the last 20 episodes, I've pretty much given everything a high 6 or a low 7.
Okay.
And I've never felt the need to drink any of them again, except maybe the Coke with lime in it.
Yeah,
so
I like lime Coke, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so I'm trying to be a little more of a harsh critic. But, yeah, I think to this point, the only drinks that we've reviewed on Drink Review that I've ever drank a second time, or, like, sought out, was one, the, little like smoothie shooter thing that we got at Target that one time.
Oh yeah.
And the Red Dragon energy drink.
I liked the Red Dragon.
Yes, the red dragon has to be our highest rated ever.
Okay,
is it time to get into one of our world famous bits?
Sure, let's do it.
Which what do you want? I got a couple of things. You got a thing?
I'll do mine after, so you do yours.
All right. Let's just jump into a little bit of let's discuss that thing. Let's discuss that thing.
LDTT.
Yes. So this is the topic for today. It is middle school slash elementary school sort of like nerd games. So I'm talking like we're talking Pokemon here. We're talking Beyblades here. We're talking like what was like there were like little plastic dudes that you like flicked with your finger at your other person's like plastic guys. Do you remember what that
What?
was called? It was like a thing, like you would like collect these little like plastic little figurines and you would flick them at the other person's. I mean, I guess they would definitely always both fall down. Like you're not gonna flick
Was it
a
Bakugan?
No, but that was another one. Hold on, let me look it up. That's gonna be a little harder with the old handheld microphone today. Plastic flick, that sort of. I'm Googling it. Yeah, these dudes. This says they're called Go-Go Crazy Bones. That
I've
doesn't.
never heard of that in my entire life.
Look up Go-Go Crazy Bones for me then. And if anyone else has ever heard of these things, please like let me know. We can sort of start a community.
Say go-go crazy bones?
Yeah, just look up Go-Go Crazy Bones.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck these are.
Oh, these are like little dudes that
Wait,
you.
actually, okay, wait, now that I'm seeing these. Hold up. It unlocked like a little bit of a memory.
Yeah, they weren't popular for long. I was sort of, I shouldn't have put it on the same level as Beyblades and Pokemon.
Yeah, they're definitely not on that same level.
Yeah, I only ever had one, and it,
Oh, okay.
yeah, my collection was not very illustrious. But I guess moving on from Go-Go Crazy Bones, we'll save Pokemon for the sort of grand finale, because I know you've got a lot to say on the
Yeah, I have a
matter.
lot to say about Pokemon.
So were you ever a Beyblade guy?
I actually still think Beyblades are pretty fun.
Yeah, I was gonna
Like
say.
I feel like I wouldn't buy one, but like if I was ever like honestly, if I was at a party and someone brought out like Beyblades, like
That'd
low
be
key,
so fucking tight.
like I actually think I'd have fun with that. Like
The
I don't know.
next time we do an in-person podcast, can we both like get a Beyblade and do like an audio Beyblade fight?
Yeah, I think like, well, I don't know if we have to do a Beyblade, but like, I think that when I get back to MN next time, I think when we have all our friends over, I'd go in with you to get some Beyblades.
We'd have to get the stadium too.
Oh, of course. I used to have a stadium, actually.
Oh, do you still?
I don't think so.
Where could it possibly have gone?
I probably got rid of it.
Oh, well, that's sad.
I just remember, like, weren't there, like, different, like, styles of them? They're, like, attack Beyblades and, like, defense ones and shit.
Yeah, they came with like types. It was like printed on the box. I
Yeah,
remember
that's
like
so sick.
sitting in the aisle of Target, like looking at Beyblades, trying to like figure out which one I wanted based on like the stats
Yeah, exactly.
and the stats of the ones I knew my friends had.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if I'm remembering correctly, I only ever owned two Beyblades. One was like a super big, like fully plastic one that like no one would let me play with because I
Those are
know.
dumb. The plastic ones are dumb.
Yeah, the big plastic ones are not, it's not the spirit of the game. And then there was the other one, which is the first Beyblade I ever got, because when I realized all my friends had Beyblades, I wanted one, so I went to the store. My mom said I could pick one out. And I didn't really realize at that moment, but like picking your first Beyblade is like determining how cool you will be for the foreseeable future.
What do you What?
Like if you pick like a badass Beyblade and then you just dominate at reset, that's gonna knock you up a few points in the middle school rankings, you know?
I mean, I never judged anyone based on their, I didn't judge them based on their blade itself. I judged them based on how well their blade could fight in duel.
Oh yeah, you didn't judge on how good their Beyblade was. You judged on like how good they could let it rip.
I didn't have one, but I remember one kid had one of those like super, not expensive, but one of like the upgraded like rip things with like a handle and shit.
Damn.
Like, I don't know. He was always kind of a badass in my eyes.
Dude, Doug is so cool. He's got his own like handmade spinner.
Yeah.
My only Beyblade that people let me play with was a defense type, I believe.
I love that you know that.
Oh, dude, I memorized the stats. And
yeah, that's definitely something you would do.
Yeah, dude, I know it was something I would do. I was like the world's biggest nerd, and I still am. I just put my nerd energy into like podcasts and theater instead
sports.
Of Beyblades.
Sports is
and
pretty cool.
Yeah, I do know a lot of Minnesota Vikings.
Do you wanna do my fantasy football draft for me?
I would love to. I actually, today was the day that I was going to start prepping for this year's fantasy football season.
I just can't lose. I don't care so much about winning, like I can lose the $20. I just can't lose.
Okay.
I don't know what our punishment is yet, but I know I'm not going to want it.
Oh, dude. I've heard some like baller punishment since I got on TikTok.
Yeah, no, I've seen that shit. Like, that's why I'm terrified.
I saw this one of like,
because I signed up to do it with a bunch of frat guys.
Oh, they're so not like, going to play around.
No, and they're all like frat guys. They're all into sports. All
right, I will say this. If you let it auto-draft for
wait,
you.
Wait. We're not discussing that thing.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're right. We'll get back to this later.
We can do a fantasy football corner later.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing about a loosely segmented.
Well, since we're not scripting this episode like all the other
Yeah,
episodes.
Exactly. We don't have to send this one up to Lindsay in the writer's room.
We can just
improvise it. So I suppose it's time to move on to Pokemon. And I have one question for you first as a Pokemon master.
Yeah.
So in the TV show, there are Pokemon living in the world, but there aren't like normal animals, right? Like, are there just cows?
No, there's Miltanks.
Okay, yeah, there's Miltanks. So I suppose the question is, do people eat Pokemon in the Pokemon universe?
I've thought about that. I'm not sure. I know there's like a theory about it. I can't remember what the theory was though.
Which Pokemon do you think would be the least, ethically horrifying to eat?
Probably, like, a Miltank.
Yeah, but Miltank, like, feels so, like, fun and energetic. I feel like I'd feel really, really bad. Like, I think you gotta go for, like, the ones that, like, don't have eyes. Like, I could eat, like, a Staryu.
But I feel like there's not a lot of meat on the Staryu.
Yeah, Staryu's probably sort of like a delicacy. Like, you can only eat it at, like, fancy restaurants. Like, I could eat a Pidgey. But if you, like, is it an adult if it's, like, hasn't evolved yet? Or is it, like, a child? Because I don't want to eat, like, a baby bird.
I'm not really sure exactly how Pokemon works with their different, like, ages and shit.
Wait, and what if, like, what if I eat a Victory Bell? Like, is that meat?
Or I guess you're winning.
Oh. Damn, that one got a slight unironic laugh.
Well, I think that, like, I mean, all plants are alive, right?
That is true.
So, I'd argue Victory Bell just is a more alive plant. It's like if you ate Venus flytrap.
Ooh, that's gotta have an interesting flavor.
I mean, do people eat? No way people eat.
Oh, I'm gonna go on the internet and I'm sure there's gonna be a video for me.
Speaking of gross videos and food, did you watch the Cody Ko about the dude who just eats raw meat?
I have not. I should
No, don't watch it. It's disgusting.
don't watch it.
No, it's pretty gross.
Fly trap here. Okay, damn.
Venus
If
flytraps
some
are so cool.
they are, dude. I just want to say before we move on to flytrap chat, we can close out. Let's discuss that thing. And also say that, if you want to be featured in the next Cody Ko video, I would say eat a Vetus flytrap. And I mean, apparently no one on the internet's ever done it before. So you'll get yourself a nice little pocket of the internet there just for you.
Yeah.
And just like that, I think we've reached the halfway point of our loosely segmented comedy podcast. So allow me to take you away into the sponsor segment.
Da-da-da-da-da. And we're back.
And we're back. Hello, everybody.
Hi, people.
How's it going? How was your break? Ours was fantastic.
Mine
All
was
right.
good too.
Hell yeah. What's up next? What should we do next?
What the fuck? Wait, one sec.
What the hell is happening over there?
Can you hear that?
I can hear that.
I think there's some drunk college students outside of my apartment right
They've got a beautiful song in their heart.
now. Yeah, that was interesting. All right, let's keep this going.
Let's do it.
So, I have a segment.
Hell yeah. What you got?
Well, Nick, I've been thinking recently. We've gone camping before, right?
Yes, we have.
We're pretty like adventurous people.
I would agree.
You know, some might even say that we've done some things that we live on the
Oh, I would say absolutely.
right? And that got me to thinking. I had this book a while back, and I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it had a lot of interesting situations in it and like how to get out of them. And so I thought it would be kind of fun to present you with some situations, and I want to hear some life or death situations, and I want to hear how you would get out of them.
Okay, I'm feeling good on this. I can use my living on the edge experience to inform this.
So my first one for you, something that I was pretty worried about as a child. Quicksand. Let's say we're driving along the road. Oh
Are we
no.
taking I-90 or I-95?
It doesn't. I-90. Whatever.
Because on
Ha
I-95, there's a little
ha.
quicksand.
Ha 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 ha. I get it. For those of you who don't get that, that's a John Mulaney reference.
It's our contractually obligated John Mulaney reference.
Anyways, we're driving along I-90. Oh shit, our tire pops. What? The car does three loop-de-loops, spins, crashes. We're okay. But we get out and we notice, oh no, we're in quicksand. What do
Oh
we do?
no. Is the car also in quicksand?
Yeah, but we got out of the car before the quicksand quicked.
Okay.
The car's a
What?
lost cause. Pretend we don't have a car anymore.
Okay. What do I have on me?
Pretend like you were just driving, so whatever you'd have. I was on ox.
Okay. I would use the aux cord
No,
that
we don't have the ox cord.
we do we okay, we don't have anything. I don't have a lot to work with here. How deep is the quicksand?
I don't fuck. How deep is quicksand normally?
I don't know. I'm seeing like if I stand on you or if you stand on me, will one of
Wait,
us be able to live?
hold up. How deep is quick? Oh, what the fuck? Quicksand is
Have you?
very rarely more than a few feet deep.
Oh, okay. Then
This is dumb.
I'm gonna stand and I'm just gonna be an adult about this and leave the quicksand.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I mean, this is why quicksand, like, isn't actually a big problem, and why John Mulaney was so right. Like, there's like, the Princess Bride, and there's the never-ending story. And besides that, like, no one's ever even, like, experienced quicksand.
Yeah, I, like, okay, I'm disappointed in that one. Wow, I just, okay, so even if quicksand was a bigger issue, it really wouldn't be a big issue.
And here I was, like, ready to, like, act out this touching moment where we decide, like, which one of us is gonna, like, die in the quicksand.
Yeah, that, okay, bad, I'm so pissed off now. My whole life's a lie.
God, I wish quicksand was more dangerous.
Okay, well, next one. Shark attack. We're going snorkeling. Oh my god. What? There's a shark. Oh shit, it's coming straight for you. What do you do?
Okay, so sharks. What do we know about them? We know they're big and they're fast and they have a lot of teeth. But maybe they got too many teeth. We can use this to our advantage, of course, by if a shark opens and closes its mouth, it will eat itself. So what you got to do is a bit of a move of agility here. Shark's going to open its mouth, going to try and eat you, and you got to swim out of its mouth just once. It's going to take a bit. And if you give up like a toe or something, like, that's fine. You don't need all your toes. I need none of my toes ever. So, give them up to the shark. Shark eats them and swims away. Or shark misses them, bites down on itself, causes pain. Now you have the upper hand. You swim atop the shark. You grab its fin. Calvin, I know you've been dancing with a fucking dolphin. So
yes,
you know how to grab a fin. You ride the shark until the shark, you know, and you inevitably become friends. And then, save me, because I'm sort of floating in the water and my feet are gone, because I let the shark, before I realized we had you, expert dolphin dancer.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to float a survival situation to you now, because I actually had a book like this also.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's say that you are in an airplane.
Okay.
And suddenly the door opens and you are sucked out of the airplane. What do you do to survive?
Wait, run that one more time.
All right, so you're sitting in an airplane.
Yep, got that.
I'd say, like, last row, because you're right by the door.
Okay.
Then suddenly the door, like, door malfunction, door opens. You get sucked out of the airplane. You're just, like, in the air. How do you survive?
Are you telling me your book told you how to survive this?
Yeah, there are people who have survived this.
Okay. I think, am I over the ocean or where am I right now?
You are over the land.
How
you
the fuck?
You were flying from Los Angeles to Minneapolis.
Okay, I take my shirt off.
Okay.
And I take my pants off and I tie them together and make a makeshift parachute.
Ooh.
And then I slowly just drift to the ground.
I like that. I was wondering where that was going.
That's it.
Okay. That's pretty ingenuitive, I will attest. Why doesn't everyone do that?
I don't know. I think people are just, like, scared. Scared to do it.
Yeah, they're you count yourself out too early. You gotta, like, get in on this, like... Do you know there's some dude... who's, like, some Eastern European dude from, like, the 1960s or whatever, who survived, like, 3 plane crashes, a bus crash, like, his car fell off a cliff and he lived.
Yeah.
That's, like, insane. I heard that story, like, very recently.
Yeah, at that point, like, if he ever dies, like, what
I mean,
if he just doesn't die?
I mean, you know,
like,
he's
even
sort
of old age.
Yeah. That's his, like, greatest survival yet.
I mean, insane.
I mean, someone's got to be the first to do it, you know?
I feel like, okay, do you think we're ever going to get to the, like, do you think we're going to get to the point during our lives where you could live forever?
I think that...
Because literally, like, because death is just the cells aging.
Yeah.
So if we can stop our cells from aging, like...
I think that we might catch the point where, like, humans will start living, like, crazy long. I don't know if we have the technology to, like, not ever die. Like, I don't know. It just seems to me like at some point, like, maybe nature would win out in that one. But I'm guessing, like, at the end of our lives, maybe we get in on this technology, maybe we just miss it. But, like, I could see people living for, like, 200 years, 300 years.
That's just, like, I don't know. I feel like that's just too long.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, a lot of humans, like, came and went and, like, died before 50, and that was, like, the norm.
Yeah.
And now we live till, like, 80, generally speaking. And I don't know, dude. I feel like that's, like, a good amount of time. Like, I don't know how to make this question sound weird, but, like, what's your ideal life length?
I think, like, 87 or something. Yeah, I want to get to the point where I can still, like, have fun, but I don't want to be, like, on my deathbed. Just, like, I don't want to be, like, hating life.
Yeah, like, if I can, like, still be kicking it, loving it at, like, 95, that'd be sick. But I don't just want to be, like, you know, unable to function forever.
Exactly.
Okay, this is an interesting thing. Like, the technology that could, like, prolong our lives. If you got it when you were, like, super old, would you de-age? Or, like, are we able to replace the cells with, like, younger cells in that regard? Or would it
probably replace the cells, but I don't know if you would look younger. Right, because yeah. I think your skin and... But I don't know.
I mean, what's the closest thing? The closest thing we have to this right now would be, like, Rogaine, right? Like, making your hair grow again?
Wait, I mean, yeah, like, either that or, like, being able to, like, de-wrinkle or something like that, I guess.
Yeah. But is that, like, a cellular change? Or is that, like, stretching out your skin somehow or, like, hydrating it?
I don't really know how it works.
Yeah, we've really sort of backed ourselves into a corner where we don't know anything about what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think we're theater people. This is fun. Well, actually, I don't know if it's supposed to be said on air, so I'll just tell you after.
Okay, cool. Everyone guess.
It's not my thing to say.
Everyone guess in the comments what Calvin said to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Comment down below. You know, okay, this is, we're going completely off topic again, but, you know, those TikToks that are, like, the financial ones, and they're, like, at the end, it's, like, oh, but how did you know this thing? And it's, like, because I followed, like, Phil Does Finance on TikTok. Like, yeah. Those videos are so fucking funny to me for no reason.
We should start doing that in, like, our podcast.
Just follow this podcast. That's how we'll start ending our podcast now.
Yeah. Like, oh my god. Sherman, dude, you've been so funny recently. How do you know how to do all these great jokes?
Because I started following Guys in Hats Official on Instagram.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. We were hacked.
Yeah. Were we really?
Yeah, like someone hacked us and locked us out of our Instagram.
How the fuck did someone get into our Instagram?
Why the fuck would someone want to get
into
our Instagram?
That's the better question is why.
Who's like grabbing our Instagram with 40 followers and was like, I got him.
Yeah, I'm so confused like what the point of it is.
Yeah, I'm going to pop on to Guys in Hats official Instagram page, see if they've done anything with the place. Here we go, yada, 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 guy, that's official. No, apparently not. Last post was, Jesus, in September. Wait, hold on, what? This is...
Yeah, we haven't posted on there in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to try and see if we can fight our way back into this account. See if maybe we can increase... Oh, wow. We do have 66 followers, though, which is pretty incredible if you ask me. Oh, and it's the account name is still Guys Hats Talk, which just isn't even our tagline anymore.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Well, we will save Guys in Hats Official. All right, you wanna roll
you want
up
one
with...
more?
Oh, hell yeah, hit me.
Okay. The final and the third one. This one's actually somewhat realistic. Not realistic, but like...
Like doable?
Doable.
Okay.
You're asleep in bed. You're on the third floor of your apartment. No, seventh floor of your apartment. Oh shit, you start to hear screaming. What? 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 What?
What?
What? Oh my god, it's the fire alarms.
Oh.
You run, but you notice that all the stairs are fired. Now what do you do?
Okay. Fire safety. I'm going to... I mean, honestly, I would, like, seriously consider the, like, tie the sheets together sort of me and go out the window.
Just, like, trying to, like, or at least getting down low enough that you could jump.
Yeah, maybe, like, lower myself to, like, a tree or something. I mean, the fire escape, maybe, if that's a thing that exists. I think I'd tie the bed sheets together like I was, like, running away in an old Victorian folktale.
Interesting.
What about you? Or how does your book say to survive?
I don't remember. But yeah, I think I'd do the same thing of just... I mean, you don't really have another option. You kind of just gotta jump.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just wait for the firemen to come.
That's true. And they're pretty good at that, you know?
Yeah, that's their job.
Yeah, they do all right. And they got the big trucks with water on them. The book that I had like this, the one thing I remember about it was like the page on how to survive if you accidentally eat or pufferfish.
Okay.
I don't remember what happened. I'm pretty sure that if you eat pufferfish, you're just, like, donezo.
Wait, but, what?
Yeah, like, pufferfish is super poisonous, but people eat it.
Wait, pufferfish looks so cute.
Yeah, I know. It's fugu, I think. Like, it's
what's
a
fugu?
Super... It's pufferfish meat. It's, like, super poisonous, but they prepare it a certain way, or they, like, take a certain cut of the pufferfish and you still can eat it, but like it's dangerous. Like if you don't want to be messing around with like low quality sort of like phoning it in type fugu.
Interesting.
I don't
fugu,
like,
how do they get fugu? Like how does that name
I think it's Japanese, my boy.
Fugu, what does it mean?
Let's look it up. Fugu. It's Korean or Japanese. It's bogeo in Korean.
Bogeo.
I think it just means pufferfish. I think it's just the word for pufferfish.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's got some sort of like weird toxins in it that you don't want to eat. But yeah, I don't remember how to save myself. Now that I'm thinking, I'm also sort of uncovering a memory about how to survive. Like compact like waste falling from an airplane.
Okay.
And that one's I think that one was sort of in the shock factor that like, oh man, there's like shit falling from the sky from an airplane. You just cover your head. It's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly feel more prepared to save myself from quicksand and fires and shark attacks.
Yeah, we're saving your lives.
Yeah,
so
you guys
are welcome. If you ever get into one of those situations, just remember, just listen to the podcast while you're about to die.
Yeah.
And it'll save you.
Now I'm just sort of imagining someone like in a fire and the only thing they can think of to save themselves is the information they got from this podcast. We truly are heroes. All right, you wanna throw down some stand-up sets before we leave?
Sure. You wanna go first?
Sure. All right. So, this is,
actually, I'm going to save mine for next time.
Okay, cool.
Because I want to write something else.
All right. I'll just, run with this one real quick. This is one that I wrote a couple of days ago for, it's my thoughts on watching commercials during Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, where the Clippers, Los Angeles Clippers, were playing against the Phoenix Suns. And I decided to, you know, have this be my little point of topic because I thought that, you know, commercials are kind of weird, kind of zany, kind of bizarre. And also because as a podcast run by two males, we are legally obligated to talk about sports whenever possible because that is 90% of all podcasts. So without further ado, let's begin. The first commercial that caught my eye was the Corona commercial where they talked about how they are helping to fund sustainable beach cleanups. And the Corona commercial showed people cleaning up a beach. Like, there was a messy ass beach and they were cleaning it up, and the only thing I could think about was that, like, some poor like production assistant making like $10 a day was told to go onto a beach and just cover it in trash for sustainability reason. Also, the fact that there is a selling point that Arby's chicken nuggets are 100% chicken tells you all you need to know about our modern society. If you saw "we only put milk in this" on a carton of milk, you would never sip milk ever again. I would also like to say I don't know what kind of terrible financial decisions Robert De Niro has made to do in Capital One commercials. That's sort of a one-off thing. If you are looking for a job in entertainment, this was well into the third quarter when I figured this out. If you're looking for a job in entertainment, I would suggest maybe brand-focused CGI animal mascot designer. If you watch enough commercials, you'll realize we got the Limu Emu, we got the Experian Cow, we got the Grey Goose Vodka Goose, there was a seal in a Corona commercial. And their CGI is very lacking. They don't make me want to drink beer or, like, save money or save more money or drink vodka. I noticed that there were a lot of commercials for Corona beer in the Western Conference Finals. And at first that, like, was confusing me. But I soon realized that it makes sense because Corona beer is sort of fighting back from the biggest negative marketing campaign in all of human history. There is a lot of sort of negative brand awareness going on with that word, so I don't blame them. And finally, I was watching a commercial for arthritis medicine, and beneath the, like, people testifying or testimonializing for the arthritis medication, there was text saying that they were not actually real patients of arthritis medicine, which kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I don't know. I feel like they could have bothered to find actors who have actually had arthritis. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of actors in LA, and if I'm trying to sell, like, if I'm trying to sell Preparation H, there are a lot of actors in the world, and I want my actor's performance to be truthfully informed by the fire that they feel every time those little guys flare up. I'm realizing that I sort of made a top 10, but, you know, this is just my stuff. That's my little set for this day. And I think that's our little set for this episode.
I'll do my three, I guess.
Oh, go for it, dude. Go for it.
I don't remember what three I did. I don't remember what I did last time. So
mostly dick-related things with long-distance relationships.
Wait, what?
You did the family photo with dick in it and the time that your balls hurt in Virginia.
Okay, cool. Then I don't think I've done either one of these.
All
right. Awesome. You know, a lot of people say that they feel like they're a different age trapped in their own body. You heard that? Yes?
Give me the next line and I'm going to tell you if I did hear it or not.
No. I'm genuinely asking, have you heard that saying?
Oh, I thought you were asking if you did this bit.
No, let's restart.
All right, hit me with it again. I'm still not entirely sure whether or
not
you
did
this bit. I'll let you know.
I don't think I did.
Go for it.
If I did, it's been added on since then. You know, a lot of people say that they feel like they're a different age trapped in their own body. You've heard this, yes?
I have heard this, yes.
I'm kind of the opposite, where I feel like I'm my own age, but trapped in the body of a 45-year-old man who just lost his kids in the divorce. like I have the beer belly, the receding hairline, the shit knees. You can't see it, but it's true. But I still have, like, the mentality and the confidence of a 19-year-old. Like my body will tell me, you know, hey, maybe we don't jump off the roof onto the balcony. You know, and my mind will say, fuck you, old man. And I'll jump, right? Because mind over matter, whatever the fuck that saying is. And, like, it'd be okay, too, if, like, all of my body was like that 45-year-old man. But there's still one part of me, the nether regions, you know, that still acts like a 19-year-old, and that I finish in under 30 seconds. And, like, it's hard, because in college, you know, there's people out there who like a guy with a dad bod, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is damn near impossible to find someone who likes a guy who finishes in under 30 seconds. But I'd like to tell you today, I did the impossible. I did it. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Yeah, I have a girlfriend now. She's awesome. She's amazing. We both kind of know that she's a little bit too good for me. Like neither one of us would actually go out and say it, but, you know, I'll be on one side of the bed, you know, eating the hot Cheeto dust off my fingers, and she'll be on the other side of the bed, responding to guys who look like Chris Hemsworth, hitting her up in her DM saying, like, hey, you want to hook up? And, like, her response is, no, sorry, I have a boyfriend. Which, like, isn't bad, right? But it almost sounds like, no, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend, like, she's stuck with me. Like, she's living some sort of, like, dual reality where she committed some sort of crime and the judge was like, all right, you either get 6 months in prison or you date the overweight comedian for 2 years. And she was like, all right, I'll take the comedian. But the one thing I really like, you know, I'm not a big fan when guys will text her, Snapchat her or whatever, but the one thing I do really like is unsolicited dick pics. And that sounds weird to a lot of people, but let me tell you, it is an opportunity. Because when a guy sends a dick pic, you know, they're expecting one of two responses. They're either going to get something in return, or they're just going to get left on, you know, opened or get blocked. What I like to do is when she gets an unsolicited dick pic is I'll take the phone and send a picture of my dick back.
Ooh.
I always think that's fun, and you get really good responses, too. It's like, you know, a lot of the times they just won't respond, and, you know, you always get the, like, oh, what the fuck? My favorite, of course, was, you know, it wasn't what I was expecting, but I can work with that. We kept a conversation going with that guy for a long time. And it's not just that she's, like, a lot more attractive than me. She is, but she's a lot smarter, too. Like, she's been working in a research lab the past 3 years. She's doing work with COVID right now. Like, I'm in college. The only fucking research I've done in the past year and a half is which Kardashian has the most plastic in them. It's Chris, if you're wondering. Oh, boy, this might be the end of the podcast because my AirPods just died. So, Nick, don't say anything. I'm going to close the show out because otherwise they'll be able to hear you twice. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Guys in Hats. We thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you next week. And a happy 50th episode. Yay!
Bye.
Okay.